want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is artichokes. We were rambling around the San Lorenzo food market in Florence when our winemaker friend and consummate cook, Marco de Grazia, asked excitedly, "Have you ever eaten raw artichokes?" He pointed out a stand with a variety marked Veri Morelli da Pinzimonio. He told me this means Little Moors, a name given due to their deep purplish exterior colors. Later that evening, before a dinner we prepared in his 13th century home near the Arno River, he showed me that with this one variety, you could eat a raw artichoke. It reminded me of eating tough raw green beans. You could, but why would you? There is an attitude with artichokes. They are one of the most mysterious and self-protective of all vegetables. They guard themselves with thorns and tough outer leaves. They hide their delicate hearts with a hunched-over toughness, and should you be able to get past these leafy portals, there is a thick patch of thousands of hairs to choke the too hasty diner. I discovered when I was a young chef that when I handled raw artichokes, their bitter tannic flavors would seep into my fingertips and cause shock to my palate when I would taste anything else after handling them. What? My mind's warning buzzer would jangle, ruined my sauce. But then I would remember that I had been trimming artichokes and realize they were the villains. One can learn the way to entreat this rigid thistle from being obstinate and unyielding to becoming a magical and irresistible culinary accomplice. The best way is to begin with a long, slow, hot bath. Artichokes can be finished in secondary ways, like being stuffed and baked, but it is best to begin in the softening, humid liquid natures of water and steam. You can add herbs, garlic, spices, but truth be told, very little of it does much to affect the artichoke's principal flavors. Lemon is necessary to avoid the discoloration of the leaves when they are trimmed of those thistles. You submerge them just over halfway up their sides in a large pot and cook them for about 35 minutes, depending on their size. Lift them gently with a slotted spoon and turn them over to rid them of the trapped water inside. Softly shake their verdant petticoat shape. Now turn them over again. Gently separate the leaves a little. Very lightly sprinkle some salt and freshly cracked black pepper from your fingers into the still steaming sphere. Melt some sweet butter and pluck a leaf. It should come away easily now. Dip the leaf in a little of the butter. Scrape it slowly downward against your bottom teeth. The meat of the leaf will dissolve in a lush, unctuous greenness on your tongue. You will reach for another and another until you come to the even more significant treasure, the heart. Work slowly but with resolve. Gently take the heart and, with the side of a spoon, begin softly scraping the dark blondish hairs away. You must remove every one, for even a strand will upset the next act. Take care not to break the heart during this moment. Now at last you must divide the heart into bite-sized pieces. Lower it into the final drops of the warm butter. Savor the exquisite final reason for which the artichoke comes to this world. Patience has its rewards. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food. All we need is just a little.